This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Attorney General William Barr has ordered the Inspector General to open an investigation into financier Jeffrey Epstein's death in jail while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges in New York. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a statement, Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled to learn of Jeffrey Epstein's suicide and that it happened in federal custody raises serious questions that must be answered. The FBI is also investigating the death. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan Saturday morning. He was facing sex trafficking charges to which he had pleaded not guilty. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press Epstein had been taken off suicide watch at the end of July. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN Security Council has condemned the bombing outside a shopping mall in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping area where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The eastern city is a stronghold for the self-styled Libyan National Army led by Commander Khalifa Haftar. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Almost 50,000 opposition supporters rallied and dozens were arrested in Moscow on Saturday at one of the largest authorized protests since President Vladimir Putin's return to the Kremlin in 2012. Demonstrators crowded the central Prospect Andrea Sakharova Street, where city authorities deployed a massive police presence, including officers in riot gear, after giving permission for the rally to go ahead. More than 100 people were detained. In recent weeks, thousands have attended street protests calling for free and fair elections after the exclusion of several opposition figures from local Moscow polls next month, including allies of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Police in Hong Kong used tear gas against protesters after anti-government marches went ahead in two of the Chinese territory's areas that were in defiance of an official ban, that is. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 2 million pilgrims climbed Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia Saturday at the high point of the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Rain, thunder, and strong winds buffeted pilgrims as they climbed to the place where Islam's Prophet Muhammad was reputed to have delivered his final sermon almost 1,400 years ago. Pilgrims spent the night in the Valley of Muzdalifa in preparation for the conclusion of the annual Hajj Sunday with the ritual sacrifice of an animal. Yemeni separatists have seized control of the city of Aden, inflicting a blow to the Saudi-led coalition that is trying to dismantle the country's Iranian-aligned Houthi movement. The development complicates efforts by the United Nations to end the four-year-old war, which has killed tens of thousands of people. And police in Tanzania say at least 62 people were burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker exploded in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say that people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast occurred. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.